Sans Pants Radio, tell me about Herbert in your world.
So as a child, I had this book full of ghost stories, and one day I dropped it in front of this really pretty girl, and she picked it up and went, "Ghost stories? Ooh, sexy." But she was being facetious to hurt my feelings, because being a teenager is just a series of social nightmares and hormone-fueled misadventures. I had the last laugh, though, because I started a podcast called Jackson Bailey Spooks America, where I could use all of the spooky information I absorbed as a teenager instead of fingering girls. Unfortunately for you, that show is only for patrons, so if you want to listen to me, Dusha, and Adam discuss big feet and poltergeists, you're probably going to need to head over to patreon.com/sanspants and support the show. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha.
I'm Michael Shanks.
And today's topic is a good weather.
Bring
sunshine.
Rainbows. Done.
What was my bring?
Well, it was rainbows, I thought, because your hands formed this beautiful arc.
It was clouds clearing for me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, for me, it was clouds clearing and the sun coming out with like a face.
A bring.
Yeah.
Bring, like the opening
bring.
Of
the Simpsons.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
See, I was imagining Teletubbies.
Yeah, no, I was kind of, it had a baby's face in my mind.
That's weird that I was, was I in your head for a bit there?
I think you took a little trip. What's the best weather? Just the best weather you can get?
Well, I would say 24 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
A little bit of cloud cover.
All right.
No rain, because no one likes being wet. And,
okay.
Like, I want to be able to wear, like, a cardigan if I want, but also if I don't want to wear a cardigan, I can just wear a t-shirt, I'm wearing jeans, wearing shoes, I'm happy, not getting burnt from the horrible, harsh Australian sun.
Yeah, well, our good weather is going to be different from other people's good weather.
Like in London, they're like, if I see the sun, that's good weather, that's perfect.
A fire. The best weather is a warm fire.
Yeah, but we come from a country where, like, most of it's on fire for, like, half the year.
You don't want a fire. That's the worst weather. I reckon the best weather is where it's, like, overcast. I think overcast is good. I'm a fan of overcast weather. But it's still a bit warm, but there's a trickle of rain. You can chuck on a lot of coats and stuff. I think that's mad.
So yours is, like, about 5 degrees cooler than mine.
Yeah, I would say that my ideal weather is 5 degrees cooler than your ideal weather. And I think that's why we have such a divide personality-wise.
Yeah, that really explains a lot about me and you.
Where do you fit?
Well, I probably fit... Well, I'm pretty easygoing when it goes to weather, because I'm like, today's pretty good, but I'm wearing shorts, and, you know, I don't like my legs. I'd rather be wearing jeans and a jacket. I love a cozy coat.
You don't want to... If we're wearing shorts, you're like, too much of me is exposed.
Yeah.
If I were attacked right now, there would be less protection on my legs.
Yeah, you could see how weak my calves are, and that I'd be an easier target.
See, on the other hand, I have great calves, so defined. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, do you prefer to be topless or bottomless?
Bottomless. Cock out. Not even cock out, just on. Yeah, I walk around, I don't walk around the streets with no pants on, but like in my house, I'll have a shirt on, but then just like underwear.
A shirt is weird.
No, well, cause
like a t-shirt or like a full-on dress shirt?
Well, it depends on what I was wearing the night before.
like a full Austin Powers shirt with a frilled neck.
No pants.
That's my ideal weather. Anywhere where I can wear underwear, but also a very frilly shirt.
I think any, because I like having a lot of layers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if it's your ideal weather,
yeah,
I'm going to cook. I got to have the ideal weather for me.
How many layers are you wearing right now? It's kind of a warm day.
Two.
That's more than us.
31 degrees today.
Yeah, and I'm wearing two layers.
It's 31 degrees.
Yep.
It's 31 degrees today.
See, I don't leave my house enough. I was like, well, today was, you know, kind of normal, but 31's pretty hot.
Oh, that's cooking.
Well, the thing about today is this can puzzle me when I checked the weather forecast this morning.
Right, well, lucky you did, because of the topic of today's conversation.
it was almost like I knew this was coming, even though I pitched this to us right before the episode started. It was low of 12, so it was actually quite cold in the morning, but it's going to heat up real quick.
It's freezing. I woke up so cold. Yeah. I got under my doona. Do you ever do that? You're just like, I'm cocooning for the fucking duration.
I mean, when I go to bed, I usually put a doona on.
Not cause... over your head, though.
Why did you put the doona over your head?
Because my head was cold.
But then you're breathing in your own breath. And
yeah,
it's
all
like,
so
I
hot.
Hate that.
Yeah, it's gross. It's
your breath.
Yeah, but it's carbon dioxide,
mate. Still like a top-heavy Dutch oven. Like, you're just...
Do you guys like bathing?
Bathing.
Yes. Yeah, being in a bath.
I fucking love baths, right?
Well, it's the same thing.
See, the thing is...
Well, no, because I'm not breathing on my breath. I'm soaking in my own brine, which I'm drinking as I go.
You just submerge. That's how you don't pull the plug out, you know. Just drink the bath.
My lease is about to be up on my rental property, and our house is like, great, it's fine. And my girlfriend likes it, but I'm like, we need to move because we have no bath.
We need a bath.
And it fucking kills me that I have no bath. I feel like I haven't like gotten to my Zen center for a year because... The bath is non-existent. I need to bathe.
Want to hear an upsetting story?
Please.
I live in a house that has a giant bath. I've lived there for 9 months and it has not been used once.
Oh, you are such a dog.
Why not just to use it for the good of using it?
Honestly, I think it'll probably get used as a swimming pool.
How big is this bath? Also, it's been summer. Like, we're at the tail end of it. So
February is the hottest month, which may or may not be when we're recording this. Hard to say. It's pretty big. Like, you could comfortably fit two people in it. It's like a... Imagine, like, what you imagine when you imagine a spa in someone's house, but this doesn't have jets. It's just...
Okay, right.
Yeah. So, like, a not-as-good spa?
Yeah, not-as-good spa. They had that on the rental. They were like,
two bedrooms, features, not-as-good spa. Not as good as what? Like, that's a confusing sentence. I think good weather. Well, you still haven't said your ideal good weather.
I guess I fluctuate, but because both of you raised valid points, I'm not being diplomatic here. I just don't have too much of an opinion. I hate it when it's too hot. I'd way rather be too cold than too hot.
Oh yeah, of course.
But I think everyone
like when it's over 30 at any time, you're like, today could be better.
Well, I'm from New Zealand, so like when I came to Australia the first time it was 33, I was like, whoa, this is like as the hottest I could imagine it being. Like, I remember seeing that on the weather and that being like a big deal.
Whereas it's like hit 40 and you're just like, I'm gonna deal with today, I guess.
The worst part about hitting 40 is your eyes get real hot.
What?
Yeah, no.
That's not a thing.
Like the burning air, like it just, you can feel your eyeballs.
When it's a hot wind,
like it just feels like your eyeballs are dehydrating.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Hot
eyes.
Something I find funny, but I shouldn't find funny, is when people from...
I thought you were going to say infanticide.
It's when people from other countries where it doesn't typically get this hot, or people from, say, Australia going to a country where it doesn't typically, like in Australia, it doesn't get that cold, just arrive in a country and die because the weather's so drastically different.
It wasn't that far off.
Well, not to give away the date in which we're recording this, if that's a problem, but today in the news, they found those German tourists that have gone missing, and they surmised, as of finding their body, that they died on the first day of their hike. These two elderly German tourists were like, we need to go for a hike, and they basically dehydrated.
Just cooked?
Yeah, just cooked. Yeah, they took a bunch of MD and just got way too
just cooked. Got cooked and died. But like, I remember when I was in Scotland years and years and years ago, it had just gone through a heat wave, and because there were people there that had never experienced heat that much, people just died in their homes.
Crazy.
And for some reason, for me, it was a little bit funny. But the same thing happens when Australians go to England and it gets real cold, we die. It's funny all around.
Do we die in the cold? Do we get frostbite in Liverpool? Is that a thing?
Maybe not England.
Look out, John. Someone's gone and frozen in the streets again. And I'll Ringo.
Like, everybody's idea of Liverpool is that the Beatles are just walking around commenting.
Yeah, like a Greek chorus just like motioning
through.
It's funny just to imagine, like, I'm like, hey, I'm going off to Reading and Leeds Festival this year. Then I just don't come back because I die because I got too cold.
Well, you're not used to the cold. You're not used to sub-zero temperatures. That's never happened to you.
It has. I've been to New York. I survived. Fuck you.
Well, if it got that here, if in Australia, for some reason, it was like -4, old people would die.
I laughed. I was going to say, that's not funny, but I laughed.
It's funny.
It's the tragic thing is that I think homeless people die, right?
Yeah,
like
when
there's
funny.
A cold, old people, you know.
Old people are dead anyway, basically.
Yeah, old people are allowed to die. Like, nobody dies of old age. That isn't a thing. There isn't a thing called old age. Like, you just get weak enough that you die from something, like, random. So it may as well be cold. Like, it's either
something's
that or
gonna
just,
get
like,
you.
Your heart's just going to be like, and then you're done.
No, yeah. I always think that in like those 30, 40 degree days in Australia, I'm like, God, being homeless and finding shade would be a nightmare.
Mm.
Something that Ryder always does, he always has a spray bottle, sprays his face in the heat. He also keeps his eyes wet.
Hot eyes!
Before Ryder goes to bed, every night he gets his water bottle.
Well, not every night.
Puts
That's
it up
no
against
good.
His eyeball and sort of swigs with his eyes. Because he feels like he needs wet eyes.
Every night.
Yeah, every night.
That's not normal.
I know. Oh, I'm aware. I'm not like, doesn't ever. No, it's weird.
That's, yeah.
And I don't know why he does it. And I'll be like, I've got an itchy eye. He's like, you got dirty eyes.
What?
Like, I don't think that's what it is.
He's
yeah.
going to be like a murderer or something. He's like, they've all got dirty eyes.
You got filthy eyes. But keep your eyes like, clean.
That's also only like one step away from being like, itchy eyes aren't a thing. It's a government thing to try and sell antihistamines.
What you've got, Jackson, is chips in your eyes. Government chips. Filthy secrets. Yes, pleasant weather. Good weather.
Good weather.
Weather can also be bad weather after worst weather. So let's talk.
Well, it's a sliding scale. I said rainbows are a good weather, but that means that it's rain.
Yeah, there was rain at some point. If there's a drought and then a thunderstorm, the thunderstorm was good weather, whilst also being bad weather.
Fuck.
But also, layers to this pie.
Going back to the rainbows thing, I would never count a rainbow as good weather, despite the fact it is like counted
typically.
Yeah. Wait, rain is what?
Rainbow. I would never say like people like you made the bring.
Yeah. That was the clouds start. Parting, but yeah, I get your point.
Yeah, but like people like...
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Fucking this guy.
This one.
Go back to New Zealand. yeah, I would never ever be like, oh, rainbow, that's perfect weather. I'd be like, that's nice.
I feel like rainbow really shouldn't count as weather.
Yeah.
Well, it's just an event that is... Well, it's an optical illusion. It's an optical illusion that's created by a weather event having occurred, I guess.
What?
But that's like calling a tidal wave weather.
Well, it is. Like, what else is it?
A tidal wave is a wave. It's not weather.
Yeah, but, like, weather's just, like, everything. Weather's just anything. Like, a tidal wave is weather. A tsunami's weather.
A volcano?
I think a volcano's kind of weather. An earthquake. Oh, an earthquake's
earthquake. Earthquake and volcano are caused by the same thing.
That's
shifting
true.
Plates.
I guess it's weather then.
Well, here's a great... This wasn't my history, but here's a good fact. So, during World War II...
Yep.
During the Blitz.
Yep.
The British referred, like, because the Blitz partially was to try and, like, demoralify the British. They were like, we'll bomb them and they'll get real sad. But the British just copped it on the chin in classic British fashion and would refer to it as being blitzy outside.
Blitzy.
They'd be like, oh, it's a little blitzy out. Like, it was like weather.
Why
for
did
them.
The Englishman sound very German? It's a little blitzy out.
Das blitzy.
I don't know, he's a spy. He's gotta fit in. He's a little blitzy. Everyone's like, you're quite German. He's like, no,
nine. I am not.
Nine.
I'm
nine.
From
nine.
Liverpool.
Have you heard of the Beatles?
That's a little early for them. But they'd still be alive, I guess, just children.
Yeah, I guess. Have you heard of the Beatles? No one has, but they're going to be great.
I met these four children. I think one day they're going to be pretty good in the music. They're going to make a music, I think. Excuse me, who are you?
I'm definitely not a time-traveling German spy.
Why are you at this briefing?
Anyway, go back to the blitzy.
No, that's yeah, just that, yeah. That, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's blitzy. Whatever. Yeah, but so that was kind of a weather. So I think anything can kind of be weather.
Well,
if it started raining money, that's good weather.
Well, I
now we're talking.
That's the best weather. It's raining $100 notes. Hundo. It's a rain of hundos.
I mean, it's raining men is a joyous song, but in reality, that is a brutal moment.
That is a moment the world
hang
changes.
On. Let's first of all, if it rained money, that would destroy the economy. That's good weather, bad results.
Well, what if it's just like a drizzle?
Yeah.
If it's localized, yeah. You just get a rich town.
And,
yeah, that's true.
And the money is like rupees. Like, it's worth very little.
What about if the money is single gold blocks? Like gold
people
bullion.
Die. That's weather that's going to kill people.
But make some people rich.
Yeah.
Neutral.
Rich.
Yeah, interesting point, because it's raining men though. Is...
Hallelujah, she said.
Yeah. It's
she's
raining
excited.
Men is
you know what types of men? Every specimen.
Classic.
That's good.
Yeah, so like it's raining men, joyous, everyone's stoked. But when you say it's raining cats and dogs, that's bad weather. So raining men, good weather, raining cats and dogs, bad weather.
And cats and dogs is scary. Those are panicked animals.
Well, yeah. So is raining men. Those are
some panicked fellas.
Compatriots.
But if a man falls on me from the sky, I'm dead. A cat falls on me from the sky, I'm just very scared. Like, it's the difference between, ah! And
but imagine surviving a man rain. Like, that is a haunting experience.
Here's the most haunting thing. Okay, I'm gonna describe to you
the men. What if they all look like you?
Oh God! What about this? So you're standing in the street corner, cloud rumbles. You see the first man fall on the ground. Second man fall. All you've got is a measly umbrella. You extend it. A man falls on the top, skewers himself. The umbrella like pushes through his body and then out again on top. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got him skewered on your umbrella. That is what I am afraid of.
That is good weather.
When it rains, man. Where do you go? Where's safe?
Under a big bridge.
Yeah.
I guess. But even then, you're not safe from the visual and the sound of millions of men just like their death curdles.
Splat.
Ah, splat, splat, splat.
Because it wouldn't be a splat. It would be like this horrible bone crunching noise, but it would just echo because it would just be constant.
Also, statistically speaking, some men would surely survive the fall enough to be like, help.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of them turning to me and being like, help me.
Although, this, I don't know what to do. That's cute, you know? Like, that's how a rom-com should start.
Rained man.
A literal man rain. And like he lands next to like a beautiful girl. And like, oh my goodness.
Well, yeah, because the people that fell into like really tall buildings, they might survive. Yeah. Like entirely. Depends how far the rain's falling. Actually, cloud cover is lower than some buildings.
Yeah, that's true.
But very high buildings.
Yeah, very high buildings.
Higher than rain clouds, you might say.
I'm trying to think of what the ideal, say you were a man in the rain, mm-hmm. as in falling, what would you want to land on?
A pile of dead other men and hope that cushions you enough. But then again, bodies are hard. Like
especially splattered ones.
Yeah, yeah. How many men would it take
probably
to flood?
You'd want to land in the sea, but you would be want to be like a man that's fallen heaps after all the other ones. So the sea's all like
that's
broken up.
That's a fool's folly because the men who land in the sea and die will attract sharks. And then you're standing in shark-infested, man-infested waters and you're in real trouble. I watched Titanic last night. Right? And as Jack's dying on the door, all the other people are dead. Why doesn't he make a raft of men and just clamber on that?
I guess. I mean, it's sort of macabre.
But he's just, you know, it's him or them.
He freezes to death, but Rose should also freeze to death because she's been in the water.
Yeah, but she's not in the water at the time. You know.
No, I...
Because she's on the door.
She's on the door.
And
she's
doesn't
survive.
He try and climb on the door and then they both
it's
fall
the
in?
It's the perfect time for a knock-knock joke, isn't it? Hey, Rose, yeah? Knock-knock. Who's there? Europe. Europe who? No, Europe who? And then he just floats away and drowns. That'd be the best movie ever.
That would be amazing. I like to think she's like just too dumbstruck by the joke. The boat passes her by.
Yeah. I also like to imagine there's like... just ends with manic laughter.
Yeah.
What a film.
They say you could still hear her cackle to this day.
Spooky
I like
film.
That's still like Rose telling it in the future. Surely that wasn't the end, Mrs.
Yeah,
Dawson.
Just, like, still
it is,
laughing.
And that's where I died.
Oh. I guess you're just insane. How long did that story take to tell? Were they waiting for like hours? The movie's like 3 hours
it's like
long.
3 hours long, I guess.
That's a long story.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't sit around.
If someone was like, I'm going to tell you a story, and then it went for 3 hours, I would have checked out like 20 minutes.
Especially
in.
Considering
Especially if they're old. You'd just be like, oh, put her out in the cold, she'll die in a minute.
It's also unverified. I don't know if she's the right woman. Anyway, Titanic aside.
Titanic, iceberg, weather?
Weather?
It's formed by conditions of cold and natural.
I feel like we have got to define what weather is or we're never going to get anywhere in this
I'm on
life.
It. I'm defining
you
weather.
Get us a definition
quick
of weather.
Vamp.
Give us your history of weather. What historically was the best day?
Well, what I wanted to talk about, and I guess this comes into what is weather, was a molasses flood.
A molasses flood.
Yeah. So there was a town.
Yep.
And this town was near a molasses factory.
Yep.
And they got some idiots to build the molasses vat. They did it badly.
I'd just like to point out that this is a good weather episode, not bad weather.
Well, a lot of molasses is good for some people.
That's good. True. Sarsaparillas makers.
Yeah, ants were probably pretty happy.
What do they need that much molasses for?
Well, it was just a molasses factory to send the molasses out, but they built a bad molasses vat, and the pressure built up, and it exploded, and it legitimately flooded a town.
So it was like molasses Pompeii. Did people get trapped in the streets?
Corn molasses. Thousands of you chipped them out. Delicious. But that's good. That's good weather. Historically, that happened. Do you think you could survive a molasses flood? What would be your strategy to get out?
My strategy would be to walk at a medium pace because that shit is slow.
Yeah, isn't like molasses pace like a thing that people say?
Yeah.
As slow as molasses. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So walk.
What if it was coming from all directions? You're trapped regardless. There are, like, several molasses factories surrounding
your
town.
But it's coming so slowly that I could just overcome the molasses. Like, it would...
You're going to walk through it?
I'd just walk through it, yeah.
I feel like you get stuck in molasses eventually.
I don't think it would ever get higher than my knees. But then again, I've got weak calves, so Douche's probably got a better chance.
You might just fall into the molasses.
I'll fucking just stomp through it.
Come out the other side.
I'm scared. They're like, thank God you've got such strong calves. Michael Shanks never stood a chance.
In my mind,
remember
you're
me
just...
as an acquaintance.
As someone you once knew. What about if you're drowning in molasses? Do you think you could drown in molasses? You can't swim up, surely.
That would be the worst.
You can drown in anything, though, can't you?
Can't...
You can drown in solid rock if it's hot enough.
If the weather is good or bad enough, depending on your definition.
I was real disappointed to find out that when a volcano makes magma, you can't. When you'll catch fire before you sink into magma.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's like, you know, in like the end of the last Lord of the Rings, Gollum, he falls in and it's a good.
Yeah.
He gets sucked in. He just catch fire.
But that's not a documentary. Whilst conversely, in the end of Revenge of the Sith, Anakin, immolates. Before touching the lava. He's just on that bank being like, I'm a good actor. And he starts burning.
It was weird they included that in
strange
the script.
Strange ad lib.
Yeah, but it really worked. It's like that famous scene in Volcano where the dude tries to jump out of the back of the train. I'm referencing a movie that no one has seen.
That was the first time I was aware of rated M movies, because as a kid I really wanted to see Volcano, but my parents wouldn't let me see an M rated movie.
My parents were the same. Yeah.
Is there a Steve Martin film called Joe vs. the Volcano?
That is our movie. I don't know who's in it.
I think it's Steve Martin. Well, but I also get that confused about the one where Steve Martin has a really long nose.
Right, that's the... No, that's not the Jerk. Is that the Jerk?
That's
where he's got a long
jerk.
Nose?
I don't know.
No, the one where he's got a long nose has like a women's name. It's called like Josephine or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Daphne. It's not Daphne.
But I always get it confused, and because I don't remember any of the films, the plot of that film in my head is like, Steve Martin is a fireman with a really long nose. A volcano is erupting and he's got to solve the
And he has two brains, but not before solving the case of the Pink Panther. Meanwhile, it really is cheaper by the dozen.
That's my favorite.
All Steve Martin movies are the same Steve Martin movie.
Yeah, Steve Martin Extended Universe.
He's got a fake ponytail.
In which one?
Bowfinger.
Well, Bowfinger.
That's good. So
I
you
think
it's
fake? No, I'm not
sure. Bowfinger has Chubby Rain, be that good weather or not. That's the name of the fake movie they're making.
Is it about
Bowfinger cut?
that's almost as deep as my volcano cut.
Is it about like a rain of chubby people?
I don't remember. I think it's a play on Purple Rain. I saw that movie probably before I was allowed to watch an M-rated movie. So I don't really remember.
Goodness, scandal.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, and this is the question I should have asked at the start. I'm just thinking about it now.
Yep.
If you could have the best weather, no rules, what would your best weather be? You know, it's like raining money, raining men.
Well, I would just like weather that depends on my mood, because sometimes this boy gets real sad.
Aww.
And, you know, he doesn't want the weather to be mocking him with sunshine. Like, I love, like, the idea of being on a cold metro train alone, some Radiohead blaring and just, like, thunderstorms and being like, yeah, you said it, Tom.
You know, I really feel
everything is in its right place. Yeah.
Except for me. So what would they correspond with? When you're angry, what's the weather?
When I'm angry, I want furious thunder and lightning. So I yell and it's punctuated with that'd be mad.
Uh-huh.
When I'm happy, like tsunamis to countries I don't like.
New Zealand's flooded again.
Yeah. No, that's the one I'd protect.
Every other country is flooded again.
Yeah. Bloody earth, the American bloody presidency at the moment.
Look out, Washington.
Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah, golfing.
He doesn't live for the white.
Donald Trump, if you're listening, they roll jabs at you. Come at me.
Gotcha.
And also, if I'm happy, maybe it'd be kind of rainy because I like being inside. But yeah. If I'm in the mood for a swim, come out the sun, simsalabim, what go to the beach.
I've not heard someone say that in so long.
That's a good...
It's the second I've said it today on a podcast.
I think what would happen to you there is that, like, people... Because, like, if I wanted good weather, or, like, I'd just come and try and get that emotional response out of you.
That's
I wanted
true,
a storm.
How would you figure it out that I can control the weather?
I feel like if
and
I
also,
had...
you really think you can make me happy?
I'm looking for thunderstorms.
Yeah, yeah. You show up to my house with a bath that you've just bought, and just like, the best weather for
Pop
all the
in!
Year.
Oh, are you going to make it hey? What about you, Dush? Best weather you could make. Rules. No rules on the table. No rules on the table.
No rules on the table. They're still in the drawer.
No one... It's like when you play Monopoly. No one actually looks at the rules anymore, and then everyone gets the rules wrong.
Yep.
Classic. Fuck, best weather for me.
What do you wish the weather was? And it's a lawless choice. Yeah. You can whatever you'd like.
I've noticed. Man, this is real hard. And I haven't ever been put on the spot because I spent the whole time thinking
I know.
This is your topic. You go. What's your no rules apply?
Gems that only I can use.
Oh.
That only you can use, then they're not worth bartering with because they're literally worthless to anybody else.
That's bad weather.
Unless gems only
you can
I
like the and... phantom and pay for a taxi with like I don't have money but I have these gems.
Yeah, I've always wanted to pay for well maybe I my like gold it. Bullion one from before. I
people
always
are
like
gonna
that
die.
I'm all right.
Not necessarily.
I'll stay indoors when it rains gold bullion. Then I don't guarantee I get the gold bullion. Who does it legally belong to? Who does the rain belong to?
I suppose it's territorial. If it's on your land, it's your raid.
Although, see, we have tanks on our property.
Oh, like I thought water you meant tanks.
Oh, right. Water
tank rain. No, we have tanks on our property, and we still have to pay power and water, like the water department, money, because that rain otherwise would go into rivers, which block. It's stupid, but that's the law. So does that mean that the gold bullion belongs to the government?
Classic government got their bloody hands in the bloody...
Bloody nanny state.
Bloody
don't
man.
Let anybody just take the natural gold bullion out of the
big,
sky.
Big hands in my little pocket, bloody taking what I worked hard for. That would suck. Also, people would die. I want blood rain.
Blood rain.
Yeah.
To what end?
Isn't blood rain that really, like, really sexual vampire game? That
yeah,
was
really
adapted
sexual.
Adapted by Uwe Boll into two films.
That's goodness. The one, but... I want
Blood Rain on DVD.
Yeah,
one
really
DVD
want...
copy of Blood Rain per shower.
Starring, I think, the Terminatress from Terminator 3 as Blood Rain.
That's the best.
And the sequel is in the Old West.
Oh,
you know a lot
ass.
About these movies. I'm pretty sure there's three, though.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I stand outnumbered.
Did you know the fourth Tremors is set in the Old West?
What?
If we're talking about movies
set in the Old West.
In the Old West.
Did Back to the Future just like start a thing? It's like after a while you can just go to the West. Well, no one cares.
I think you can earn it after
Tremors
a while.
Would make sense, though. It's kind of it's already just like a modern Western in a way.
Yeah,
like...
I think they call them dirt dragons, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Good ass. That's what I call you behind your back.
Yeah, dirt dragon. It sounds like something a cartoon villain in like He-Man.
I'll get you next time, dirt dragon!
It's Dirk Drag.
Yeah, he says that every time.
Dirk Dragon sounds like an awful porn star.
I did not sound like a heroic. Like, it's Dirk Dragon. Skeleface, you always get it wrong. Skeleface. Hey.
Yes. Dirk.
It's
not
Dirk.
Dirt.
You said dirt. Did you mean to hurt my feelings?
Because you did.
I mean, I'm dirty.
I am
I'll
dirty.
Hold my hand up there.
I only have this loincloth.
And I just fought you.
You're mean.
Now I'm sweaty.
The Adventures of Dirt Dragon.
No.
And Scully Face. What was it?
Skeleface.
Skeleface.
It's just Skeletor, I guess.
Arguing the narrator. No, it's Dirk, not Dirt. The Adventures of Dirt Dragon. And Skullerface.
He's not in, he's the bad guy. What adventures will you go on this time, Dirt and Skullerface?
I'm going to take down Dirt Dragon.
Why?
I hate his dirt dragonness. I only pursue him for I hate his first name, which I believe to be Dirt.
I thought I was clear. In my mind, he just looks like He-Man. Like, he doesn't look pathetic.
I'm imagining He-Man, but with your head.
And, like, you know, his big sword, but just dragging. Scalaface.
Yes, Dirt.
DMA.
What thrilling adventures will be on next week's show?
It's just the same. It's always this. It's always it only takes place in one evil throne.
Cancelled after three episodes.
It lasted a while.
Yeah, I know.
Dirk keeps just coming presenting his birth certificate. See, it's Dirk. It says, like, no. I know a Photoshop. I cannot fool this boy.
Forgery is not hard to do, Dirt. Oh, well, gracious. You got any facts? Any good weather facts?
I actually didn't really have any good facts, but sorry, I trampled all over your blood rain. You wanted some blood
rain. Oh, right, blood rain, yes.
I'm glad we brought that back. No, it's not going anywhere. I just really think it pretty much it's the most metal thing I can think of, and experiencing that once would be good, and then I would never want it to happen ever again because it would be real traumatic.
Oh, blood rain did happen.
What?
Yeah, it's happened quite a few times.
When did blood rain
There's the
happen?
Kentucky blood rain, which was in the, I don't know, olden times. There was like
it's rained fish at one point, hasn't it?
It's rained fish all the time.
Yeah. Tornadoes. Yeah,
in the olden days, there was a blood rain in Kentucky on, I want to say a plantation, but like a legal plantation, farm.
You want the story to be nicer.
Well, I feel like it was in like the 30s. We didn't have plantations in the 30s. Right?
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, no, it was like less blood and more big chunks of meat, and nobody knows where they came from. The going theory is that it was vultures throwing up.
Oh, that would make sense. My impression of the vultures.
Because
once I was like near the beach having a barbecue. That's right. I do outdoor things.
Whoa.
And also I was with friends, and a fish fell out of the sky, and we were like, oh! But like that happens all the time because like pelicans just like drop them.
Yeah, they're done with them.
Just because they hate barbecues, and like this will fuck them up.
Yeah. What they think because they're fish rain. When I was in the Northern Territory as a kid, it was a rain of fish in that it was raining. Went outside, the puddles were just full of fish. And we were all like, what the fuck? But the going theory for that is that...
You've experienced something that has a going theory rather than an explanation.
Well, yeah. The main explanation people always tout out for shit like this is, look, Jackson Belly Spooks America happening here, is that they're like, oh, fucking... A whirlwind sucked up the fish and dropped them, but you're like, that's a real specific whirlwind that it's like, carp. I will take one breed of fish and no debris or anything. But what they think with these fish is that this particular fish, its like natural instinct is to just go as far as it can to like distant shores to lay its eggs. So what happens is that it rains and it's not a huge fish and the ground gets covered in water. You know, like there's enough water that the fish can swim. Swims through the rain, kind of. And then when the rain goes, not like through the fucking droplets.
But through the wet ground.
Through the wet
ground.
Like
Legolas, like climbing on that falling bridge in the last Hobbit movie. But a fish, like...
What a shock to see. But like when the ground is like covered in water and it swims and then the rain dissipates, the water dissipates and they're left in puddles and it looks like they fell with the rain. Is a theory. So
essentially there's a mild flood and fish kind of come in on that.
Yeah, exactly. But that doesn't explain shit like frogs or meat that one time.
So yeah, I guess that day in Kentucky is my perfect day.
Right, you should move then, just like home. In the meantime, eat some chicken and just like have a good time.
Big bit of meat lands in your shoulder. Yes!
Am I a lucky boy today?
Smelly.
I've changed my best weather, by the way.
Oh.
My best weather is Aurora Borealis. I want like northern lights just everywhere.
All the time.
Like localized in my kitchen, like Seymour Skinner, perhaps. Or yes. just like around. Wouldn't that be sick? Like,
they're the best lights.
They do it in like, yeah, Western lights, rubbish. They do it in
garbage.
Like Skyrim, I think, like every now and then. Is it called this is totally ignorant of me. What is an Aurora Borealis called? Is that type of thing called a Borealis
and
it happens
there is,
in the Aurora Zone?
There or is the Aurora Borealis, but down here we have the... I don't want to say Australis borealis or Australis borealis, mm-hmm. but we have a borealis.
Okay, right.
So, but we just don't see it. That so they're called the smog. Cool. Yeah, yeah. We get borealises, borealises, dialyses.
You know what else is good weather?
Mm-hmm.
Great hall of Hogwarts roof.
Yes, it's kind of floating weather. Candles.
Yeah, and it just looks like an outside sky, and I feel as though. That's like programmable weather. Like,
yeah, I imagine or it's Dumbledore sorts, whatever that is.
Yeah, now. Or is it just like as though it were a window? Like that's just what the weather would be like outside.
I don't
you
know.
You really screw people by like having like daytime at night in the Great Hall. Oh, just making everyone feel like, ugh.
I like that that's the end goal. Just make everyone be like, ugh, that's not as good as it could be.
Albus.
Mm. I feel like, well, yeah, because it's never raining. Like,
yeah, but it should be. Like, it'd be cool. Sick if it was raining, they then, like, evaporated
yeah,
before it hit.
Yeah, just stopped above their head while they're eating all their food. Something I was chatting about, speaking about Harry Potter with Ryder the other night, is that in Harry Potter, in the Great Hall, you never get different foreign food. Nobody's eating curries in the Great Hall. Nobody's eating, like, oh, let's have some fucking dumplings. It's always, like, potatoes and...
This might be ignorant of me, mm-hmm. but we live in Australia, which is very multicultural. Is that the same in the UK?
Yeah, yeah. In the UK, they've got heaps of curries. They've got a huge Indian population.
Yeah, like, in fact, like, curries, like, there's a certain type of curry that they serve on chips that's like like a colloquialized British curry now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like, you know how we'd grab, like, a kebab if we were out drunk?
In
the clubs, like, they'll go get a curry on chips. Mm.
I hit the clubs. I know what you're talking about. With my friends. Some of them
so
are
far,
girls.
Jackson's the only person to not see.
A couple of movers and shakers I got in the room with me here today.
We talk about our friends and some girls. You just keep mentioning your brother.
Yeah. anyway.
And he sounds cooler than you.
He is.
No, I don't trust any man with dry eyes.
He's got that cleanest eyes. Always trust a man
is
with
he like,
clean
is
eyes.
Is he like a bowman? Does he need like real good archery sight?
My understanding of Ryder is he eats nachos and watches Breaking Dawn.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought you were going to say Breaking Bad, and I'm like, oh, and then you went Dawn, and I was like, oh.
Eats nachos, watches Breaking Dawn, watches Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 almost every day. He's a character.
That's sick.
He's good people. You got any good weather facts for us?
Oh, I'm going to go with not really. But I do have the definition of weather.
Oh, yeah, from before. A classic throwback.
Classic throwback to previously in the episode.
This is from dictionary.com.
Whoa,
so take
source.
From it what you will, because it does begin with the word dick.
gracious.
Weather. Pronounced weth. In fact, I might be able to make it say it.
Yes.
Hold on, let's try this.
Weather.
Shit.
Weather.
That. Weather. It repeating makes weather. Me feel like I'm in a submarine and somebody's fucked up the alarm. Yeah. It's like, weather, weather. I'm like, is that bad?
Well, and you'd be like, what does that mean? And I'd say, like, well, it's a noun. And it's the state of the atmosphere with respect to wind, temperature, cloudiness, moisture, pressure. Etc.
So pressure and moisture are counted as weather.
So if I...
Well, the state of atmosphere with respect to moisture and pressure.
So paying respect.
And I've never felt more pressure than when evading a volcano. So yeah. Technically, weather.
Yeah, well, I mean, it counts.
Would a Godzilla count as a weather then?
Godzilla that was falling would.
Because... Godzilla is a weather event. I mean, what was in Sim City, right? Mm. Like there were natural disasters that would occur and wipe out your city. And one of those natural disasters was like alien invasion. Mm-hmm. So if they're calling that a natural disaster, who are we to say that Godzilla isn't?
My favorite
and weather is natural, ergo.
It's weather.
Well, actually, I was going to claim that the ocean is weather accidentally there, because I was going to be like, well, the moon controls the ocean and that's weather. No, it's not.
No, the
ocean's the sea.
The ocean's its own thing. My favorite weather in SimCity 2000 is suddenly a volcano. That one's real good. You click somewhere, a volcano rises. Imagine if that's something we had to deal with.
It's to do with sinkholes. It's probably the closest thing we have.
Yeah, that's opposite volcano.
Personally, I don't have anything. I've never had to deal with a sinkhole.
You could turn it
crazy
into a bath.
It
would turn out well for you.
Yeah, that's true. Wasn't there a sinkhole that opened up in Sydney like last week?
Really?
Yeah. In front of, wasn't it near the Prime Minister's house?
I really like...
Malcolm Turnbull. There we go. Blanked there.
There was this, Trumbull. There was this like little news clip that went like viral of... a woman who lived opposite the sinkhole who they interviewed on the news as she was coming out. She was like, oh my God, it was a nightmare. The sinkhole opened up. I was at my house. My power went off and my personal trainer's home. I don't know what to do with him. He's still inside. And then she just like walked away. And it was just like weird insight into this woman's life that seemed really strange.
She's got a lot of stress, like stressful
things. A lot of going on in her life. I really like that you said that the sinkhole opened up in Sydney. It felt like they were like building the sinkhole.
Yeah, it went.
They finally, it's open. We can go now. I also like when you were like, fill it up, the idea of you Shanks just standing there with a hose. Yeah. Like, the city's been evacuated. I'm just filling it. It's fine.
But I can't turn that into a bath because how do I get the hot water? Otherwise, a pool is just a bath.
That's true.
A pool is a bath. Well, if you use it as such.
I reckon you could probably get a hose into a hot water tap in your house if the sinkhole was outside your house.
That's true.
Plus, the city's evacuated. Do you know how many hot water taps you've got?
Oh, so many. Your bath could be too hot in this instance.
Oh, my. I might create a tsunami weather event.
What do you call
it? Kind of.
When the water is a tower.
What?
You know, like in the sea, the water becomes like a...
Like a geyser when it goes...
Nah, it's like a whirlwind, but of water.
Oh,
isn't that just like when a tornado is over the ocean? That happens because it sucks the water out.
That get like fish and stuff?
Yeah.
Do the fish have any idea what's going on?
Do fish have any idea what's going on?
They do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they all do.
They're all
like, yep, we understand this.
In another water spout.
We've
become
wet Isengard.
Fuck, speaking of fish, and not really, because it's about dolphins.
They eat fish, I think.
There was you know that dolphin they were trying
fishy
to...
fishy enough that you, yeah,
they,
a kid
they were like
think
a sea animal. Yeah. They're all fucking fish. Do you hear about that dolphin they were trying to teach to speak English?
No.
They were trying to teach this dolphin to speak English. He got a couple of words, but he hated himself. He did. He got a couple of words. It was the whole thing. But he hated
Sid
himself.
Kill and me.
He fell in love with his trainer.
Is not a true story.
She used to jerk him off. It is a true story. Anyway, he hated himself because he couldn't get the words right. And they had this mirror in his pool. And he'd go up to the mirror and try and say the words. And he wouldn't say them. And he'd get real frustrated and slash his head around. Look it up. Dolphin learns man gets jerked off.
Is this dolphin speaking English? 2:06 on YouTube.
I'll look it up as well. Dolphin gets
Margaret
jerked
Howell
off.
Taught dolphin to speak and it fell in love with her. But this is on the fucking Daily Mail.
That's it.
Yeah, the Daily Mail. It's... You know, in lieu of an actual news organization.
It's
bloody, bloody fake news, bloody gotcha.
That's
bloody
it.
CNN.
Just look up Margaret House. Margaret Howe.
I'm the only one not looking it up because the internet here is garbage, and for some reason it's decided that your two phones are fine, but my third phone, too many.
That's it. Oh, no, I'm not on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
I'm
look.
4G.
Look.
Sensible.
She was a neuroscientist.
Yeah.
She was building in 1961. She was building a research laboratory with funding from NASA and the United States Navy with the goal of speaking to extraterrestrial life forms.
All right, let's just put a pause on that for 1 second just so I can talk us all through what has just... She was a neuroscientist.
Yep.
So studied the human brain, presumably.
Yeah.
NASA was like, I'm going to give you funding.
Mm-hmm.
She builds a center that's made to talk to aliens.
Yep.
She's still just a neuroscientist.
Yep.
Well, just a neuroscientist.
Yeah.
Me, as a podcaster, hanging shit on the neuroscience industry.
All right. We get
funding from NASA and what, the U.S. government?
The Navy.
In order
to simulate...
Why the Navy?
Because they were interested. In order to simulate the research, they built a dolphinarium, which was was a house, like a full house, flooded with water.
He said full house.
Oh, right, yes.
Classic throwback.
And they had three dolphins.
Yep.
A female and two females named Sissy and Pamela, and a male named Peter. And they lived in the house together.
Sissy was clearly the outcast because they definitely wanted Peter and Pamela to bone because that sounds way better than Peter and Sissy.
And they just tried to teach the dolphins to talk. Yep.
Okay,
day five, Peter started showing sexual attraction towards the owner. Yeah.
Miss Howe.
Miss Howe.
Herbie's first words were, I'll bloody make you howl.
And she went, oh, smooth.
Real smooth.
Anyway, I can't find what the dolphins knew, but... they also gave the dolphins LSD.
That's an experiment I can get behind.
Fuck, the 60s were mad. Someone's like, I'm going to give you funding to learn how to communicate with aliens. They're like, well, what if instead of that, I gave a dolphin LSD and jerked it off?
Yeah, let's communicate with dolphins. Let's L, communicate C, dolphins D. Wait a minute.
Oh my God, I know how to do it. I found it. I saw it in a dream. Yeah.
That is funny because they gave a dolphin LSD and jerked it off with funding from the Navy and NASA.
Imagine NASA finding out, being like, this is cancer.
Job well done, boys.
Sorry, I just made a mad brain fart about a minute ago when I thought a C was an S. I was like, yeah, communicate, S.
We also glossed over it.
Yeah, I think I was just, I went to picture LSD in my brain and I pictured LCD, like the display.
Sound system.
Yeah, all the sound system.
Well, that's a band reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Good for you.
Got any films about, what the fuck, good weather? I was going to say dolphins, but no.
Well, it's hard because there hasn't really been any films about good weather.
That's true. It's tough. It's tough.
Often films are about bad weather.
Hold on. What about Little Miss Sunshine?
That's true.
And then the followed by the same producer, Sunshine Cleaners.
What about
Danny Boyle's Sunshine?
These are all good choices. I'm going to roll with that. Films with the title Sunshine in their title.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, that's so sad.
These are all sad movies.
What about...
Give me a film with sunshine in its title that's happy.
No, what's that movie that's all ABBA songs? That takes
Mama
place...
Mia.
Mamma Mia takes place somewhere quite nice.
Yeah, it's in like... Is it like Greek
islands or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, the weather's pleasant in Mamma Mia.
I don't know if that's the forefront of the film.
No, you know what?
It's a takeaway.
I'm happy to say that in the film Mamma Mia, which I think is like a 2007 classic starring Pierce Brosnan's definitely in it.
Is Pierce Brosnan?
Meryl Streep. Amanda Seyfried, that shitty guy who can't act, who plays Howard Stark, young.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper. Dominic Cooper.
I thought for a second you meant the dude who plays Roger Sterling.
He's great.
And
he's
going to be like, I'm going to hit you in the face.
No, but when he's played young, he's played by Dominic Cooper, who's awkward.
Very good. I'm happy to say that the 2008 classic Mamma Mia is the pinnacle of weather in films.
It is. It's good. Sunny. They have a good time. They find out who the dad is. I assume that's what Mamma Mia is about. Who's the dad? We don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know who the dad is, though. I haven't seen it. So no spoilers here, folks.
You lucky bunch listening here will never find out until you watch.
Well, there is, of course, the television show The Strain, which is based upon the Guillermo del Toro horror book, The Strain. And the main character is called Ephraim Goodweather. So I'm going to say that's a show about good weather.
I think that counts. In fact, we could have done the whole episode on that character, and it would have been just as legitimate.
I've never seen the show. I just looked it up, and you know, he looks like a deep guy. I think it's the guy from House of Cards.
He's scary looking. He's got like that side head vein that scary people
have. He's the baddie in Ant-Man, right?
Corey. Yeah, he is the baddie in Ant-Man. Yeah. He's got the side head vein. You know the side head vein. Everyone knows the side head vein. Let's look up more good weather films. Let's help you out. Let's do your job for you, Dusha.
I just tried to Google the ending of Mamma Mia to reveal who the father was, but my internet still won't work, even though I'm using 4G now.
You're trying to willfully spoil it. Oh, it's between Pierce Brosnan and Colin Firth, right? And
Stellan Skarsgård.
Really?
Yep.
Well, who would you choose? Definitely Colin.
Actually, yeah. All right, let's do this. Mamma Mia, pinnacle of weather. Who, out of those three fathers, who would you
want as your dad?
Who do you want as your dad?
Okay, so what are my options?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yep.
Colin Firth.
Oh.
Stellan Skarsgård. Oh. I've seen Nymphomaniac, so Stellan is off the table.
He's got that sweet dick.
He also gets...
He gets me stars hard.
Yeah.
Bill, nice. Whoever Bill is, that's the dad.
That's...
Gotcha.
Which one's Bill?
I don't know.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be happy with that. He's
Colin Firth,
dad.
He seems nice. He seems like he'll go off, like, fly off the handle, but... He'll never hit me.
Yeah, well, he's definitely the best dad. He's romantic dad. He's Mr. Darcy dad.
He is Mr. Darcy
He's also
dad.
Bridget Jones Mr. Darcy as well. He's the best Darcy.
Is Bridget Jones just...
Yeah.
Whoa.
Surprise.
Fuck, mate.
How good is it when films are like secretly Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Or Jane Austen, as it may be, but...
That's what I meant, yeah. Jane Austen, because Pride and Prejudice is not Shakespeare.
No. Man, that is a twist.
I'm not positive on that, but I think that's the case.
It seems like it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Pride and Prejudice was like, well, she chooses the handsome one or the garbage one who's also handsome, but not rich.
Because I feel like, has Wuthering Heights had that? Have they secretly made a Wuthering Heights film that's actually something else?
Because Wuthering Heights is a piece of shit. That's like the like the only book I didn't read in like literature in high school. And I did the thing that I never did, which is I just rented the movie so I had some context and I fell asleep in front of the movie. It was so shit.
You just listened to the Kate Bush song.
Yeah. Well, I did.
It's a great song.
It was great.
It's really good.
Fuck, that's a good song. Kate Bush, underrated in our modern times.
I agree.
She's the best.
She's so good. Fucking rules.
Hounds of Love, fuck, that album rules. And on that note. Oh, we've never done that before.
That's scary. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
I've been Michael Shanks.
Thank you for tuning in.
And that's
boys
been
and gals.
Good weather.
That has been good
weather. Stay tuned for the follow up. Bad weather.
Kaboom! Thunder and lightning!
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.